Nanograv Signal from the End of Inflation and the LIGO Mass and Heavier Primordial Black Holes, by Amjad Ashariun et al. Releasing the 12.5-year pulsar timing array data, the North American Nanohertz Observatory for Gravitational Waves, Nanograv, has recently reported the evidence for a stochastic common spectrum which would herald the detection of a stochastic gravitational wave background, SGWB, for the first time. We investigate if the signal could be generated from the end of a few MeV but still phenomenologically viable double field inflation when the field configuration settles to its true vacuum. During the double field inflation at such scales, bubbles of true vacuum that can collapse to LIGO mass and heavier primordial black holes form. We show that the produced gravitational wave spectrum matches the nanograv SGWB signal only when this process happens through a first-order phase transition. Using LATTICEEASY, we also examine the previous observation in the literature that by lowering the scale of preheating, despite the shift of the peak frequency of the gravitational wave profile to smaller values, the amplitude of the SGWB could be kept almost constant. We notice that this observation breaks down at the preheating scale, m is less than or equal to 10 carat minus 14 mpl. This was Nanograv Signal from the End of Inflation and the LIGO Mass and Heavier Primordial Black Holes, by Amjad Ashariun et al.